Audio Addict Radio Show.
Ta-da.
Hi.
Hello.
What is up?
Are we a mic short? Is that the issue?
Yeah, we are, yeah. I'm sure we can get one at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
another microphone.
Got a screwdriver today, so that's
screwdriver,
good.
Screwdriver.
How's everyone?
All right.
Tired.
Yeah, good.
Tired.
I've been up since 7.
Why?
Because I was up since 6 yesterday.
What is wrong with you?
I'm going in the adult
world.
It's like you're not even a student.
I know. Yeah. What's happened?
Boring.
I was in bed till 12.
Why don't you just
fairness.
Go and get a job?
That's the plan.
Yeah. I just cut my hand on the door. It's bleeding.
Oh no.
Well done.
So you guys picked the.
I picked me and Leo had a little.
Who's Jill Scott-Heron?
He's a very good man.
Good.
Yeah, very good.
The two that don't work are Gore, Goroth, and Steel Corners.
Oh, well, that's
right.
Unacceptable.
Gore, Goroth.
No, it's unacceptable.
Yeah. Why did they have that?
Is Flogging Morley Summers to do a Frank Turner?
Yeah, a little bit.
And then there's Frank Turner after him?
Yeah.
Guys, you meant to kind of supervise when I'm not
actually,
here.
No, but those two songs are quite good, though.
They are. What's they're the better ones. They're the better ones.
Meh.
So,
Aiden choose any?
No, he just got it at the same time as you.
Oh, okay.
We're solid 5 minutes. We're
and
tactical.
Sean, or is this just Leo?
I've just got Aaron.
Okay,
so we were tactical.
This is a combination of Leo and Louis.
Yeah.
Dillinger escape plan.
Well, I went here last week.
No, you weren't.
So
it went well.
I need to make up for it.
I think it was the best show we've had.
Well, probably.
Yeah,
Louis wasn't here. Yeah. I listened back to it when editing it and stuff. It was quite funny at times. That bit when we were talking about your What Culture article for like 5 minutes and you just went, wait, we haven't even explained what we're talking about.
We weren't particularly alert though at that point.
No, I felt horrible.
Yeah,
and
same.
I asked you about Takedown first, and you could name about two bands.
I hadn't seen you since then. That's the last time I saw you.
How have you been?
I've been alright.
You've just been recovering.
Get
all
home
week.
Alright.
I got a bus, mate.
You got a bus?
I just walked on a bus.
You got a bus? I walked home on my own in a t-shirt.
I just walked in a bus and I ended up in Bedford Place. I don't even know how it happened.
Oh my god.
Shall we'll kick off with some tracks and then you can tell me any Takedown stories, because Leo didn't have much.
I don't remember.
He was just like,
I do remember. I'll take us through the day.
It's hazy.
Yeah.
So it's a weird duo to begin with, because it's a combination of Leo and Louis. It goes Dillinger Escape Plan, then Rizzle Kicks. Hi.
Hello.
Words.
Hello.
So that was
Words.
Like, quite a good sounding song to a fairly rubbish song.
Hey.
I didn't know that's
how
what
dare you?
Dillinger What's It Majiggies sounded like.
Yeah, sometimes they sound like that.
Barely.
Sometimes they don't. You know, they're unpredictable. That's what some bands should be like, shouldn't they?
Well, that was deep, yo.
Yeah, deep. Depth.
So yeah, I should do this. Should we do it? Are there any news stories?
What's not?
Is the
guy from Gwar's dead?
Oh, no. Yeah, that was sad.
Odorous Urungus.
They were all really dark last week, do you remember?
Yeah.
Everything we brought up was like someone dying.
Day, don't they?
Kicking
the bucket.
Just reminiscing about that show. Well, that was a good show, wasn't
it,
Ellis?
Okay.
All right, I didn't get to listen to it, but I'm going to click on the iTunes podcast.
Yeah, check it out online.
Type in Audio Addict and have a listen. Subscribe.
Yeah, no, you should.
Give it a good rating and review.
It's probably the best one.
Yeah, definitely.
Oi.
What?
Just because I wasn't there. Definitely
so,
means it was the worst one.
If we can assume anyone and everyone listening is like me and doesn't know who Gwar are.
How do you not know who Gwar?
He likes Melody, Louis, remember?
They have Melody. They did a cover of Schools Out once. They're they're an old band. They went on for like 20 years. And they're just ridiculous. You know Lordi, the band who won Eurovision a few years ago from Finland? They are like the most over-the-top version of them.
Yeah, like
yeah,
you know,
a
like
picture, and they're all
awful. Yeah,
like, and they like get like someone dressed as like George Bush on stage and like chop off his head.
Political.
And blood goes everywhere. Yeah.
Have they ever got arrested?
Yeah, I think they've had their shows shut down.
Mm.
Definitely, and obviously the singer Odorous Urungus has his cuttlefish.
Obviously,
a beast-like feature.
You can't not have a cuttlefish.
It's a beast.
Who doesn't have a cuttlefish?
Yeah, everyone has a cuttlefish.
It's a beast-like specimen in a certain area which sprays blood.
Wow.
I never got to see them live.
I had the chance. It was at Download. I was gonna go, but it was raining. And I was like, I don't want to get wet. But you'd get wet at a choir show anyway, wouldn't
exactly.
you? So that's silly. Missed it.
And who died? The singer?
The singer. So
was he an old man or not really?
He was 50 years old. Mm. I don't know how he died. Someone else from that band died last year as well.
Oh, blimey.
I think I don't think they're going to be back. Do you like choir, Leo?
No.
Do you? Don't you?
No.
Why not?
It's just over the top.
The music's like mediocre at best.
Yeah.
But that stage show is
it just doesn't really interest me.
And Odorous Urungus, have you ever watched an interview of Odorous Urungus?
Yeah, he's the Nardwar one. He's basically a cartoon character.
He is so over. Have you seen him reading the children's book?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He is so hilarious.
It's not that funny to me, but.
He is funny.
That was Dave Benson Phillips.
Oh.
Just having some input.
He is such a loss to the metal community, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, that, it's sad that he died, obviously.
Very sad.
Well, are they still playing and stuff then?
Nothing's been confirmed because it happened yesterday. Give us some time, Alice.
Yeah. I mean,
the only one that's been with them the whole time.
Yeah, they've had a lot of members, so, but no one knows that because, you know, they all wear masks. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Any nicer news? Have we put anything on the website?
Laura Marling wrote a song about the countryside. There we
did
go.
Did she?
Yeah, I think she did.
That's so Laura.
Yeah, that is, isn't it?
I don't know. Glastonbury is going to be announced any day soon.
That'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
I had some news. Oh, the guy from Newfound Glory got outed as a paedophile.
Because every story we said was just so horrible. And then that one came up and it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, not much has been happening, has it?
No.
Oh, what? There was a download announcement yesterday.
Isn't there every week we do this?
Yeah, that's what I like.
Anyone good?
Against Me, but it looks like they're going to clash with Seaver.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're like my two favourite bands.
Well, you're
I don't know what I'm going to do.
See Against Me, they're actually good.
I've seen Against Me twice, and I've seen Seaver once.
You've only seen Seaver once?
Yeah.
Well,
surprising, isn't it?
You should probably go and see Seaver then.
Yeah, I think I'm going to see Seaver.
Go and see Seaver.
Yeah.
Go
thanks.
On. Yeah.
Treat myself.
Yeah, treat yourself.
The Wild Hearts got added. World Blood.
Well, they'll be good.
Buried Tomorrow are playing main stage now.
Well, that's a big thing for them, isn't it?
It's going to go.
Metalcore,
have you seen the date? It's going to go Fozzy, Buried Tomorrow, While She Sleeps, Bowling for Soup, Killswitch.
Well,
that's pretty epic, isn't it?
A lot of bands.
Yeah, bands. Oh, and Into Bring Me. But no one likes them.
Are you the only one going to download in this
I think
room?
So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm only going for a day, I think.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of money to save up.
Yeah. Money's an issue at the moment.
Is
everyone poor?
Yeah.
I'm doing Myth on Friday, I think, though.
Probably just not. It's JJ's birthday, isn't it?
We won't talk about that one.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Oh, we'll tell you in a minute.
Well, so that is literally the only news.
I think Glastonbury. Yeah, it's meant to be, but no one offers.
Yeah.
No one offers to help me.
Help me.
Help me, please.
Should we appeal for new writers? Anyone listening?
If anyone wants to write for Audio Alex.
Inspiring young music journalists, by all means, send us something.
Oh, James Arthur did loads of rubbish things again on Twitter,
didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he sucks so much.
Oh, the worst thing is I kind of like him.
Why?
How?
I don't
know. He has no redeeming features.
Yeah, what, why?
I don't know, I just kind of like him.
Why? Why?
No. Maybe it's because he's miserable.
What, you like miserable people?
I thought you didn't like
why
him.
Why don't you like Nirvana,
I don't
then?
Know. I just, there's something about James Arthur, which,
I think,
maybe it's a glint in his eyes, his beady eyes.
He's interesting.
He interests me.
He makes things happen.
The glint in James Arthur's eye.
It's beady eye. Yeah.
It's beady eye.
They're small eyes, aren't they?
Fancy. He's got
they
some quite small
eyes.
I think you do fancy
him. He's
got
a small face, doesn't he?
Yeah,
it does. On a big man's face.
Yeah, yeah. Small eyes on a big man's face. That's what he's got.
So you like him?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. And he had a go at his record label for like tweeting rubbish on his Twitter.
Ah, that's what
he
likes.
It's pretty punk rock.
Yeah, that's
right. The Pixies have announced an album.
Boo!
First album
in
23. I think it'll be alright.
It will not.
Kim Deal's not with them anymore.
No, exactly.
I think it'll be alright.
They had a perfect catalogue and they're just going to ruin it.
The older,
a mediocre album.
The older I'm getting, the more I'm okay I am with them.
What, with their old stuff?
Yeah. Here Comes Your Man, I was listening to yesterday.
Yeah, they're a great band.
It's an
band.
Okay song, isn't
they're
it?
They're a great band.
I made a music video to one of their songs, Wave of Mutilation.
It's a great song.
Great song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it a great video?
Yeah. I was in it. That's why it was great. I was the only one in it as well.
But anyway, the big thing is when we came back.
What were you doing in a music video that was just yourself?
It was made by me as well and edited by me.
What?
Well, it was part of a college thing.
What were you doing? Dancing about?
I was going a bit mental. Backwards and forwards in time. In black and white. One cut, no cuts. And I jumped on my bed, but it went perfectly timed in with the reverse version. So it's like a reverse effect. It looked really good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Should we play some music?
Show it to you. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to play some music. Who's real friends?
That was news, everyone.
I don't know who real friends are.
Who? Real friends? Yeah. Apparently, they're this really cool pop-punk band. They're playing a joint. It's really
apparently.
Soon. And I think I've seen them. I think they're all right. And so I thought I'd give it a go.
Who's Jill Scott-Heron?
Oh, he's the godfather of hip-hop. But he's not really a rapper.
Let's see what that sounds like.
Yeah!
Radio Sonar.
Hey, our main Dave. He's the godfather of hip hop.
Oh, you're Dave Benson.
Yeah, he is. Have you heard? You know, Kanye West, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Ellis.
Yes.
You know the end of the album.
Yes.
You know the guy who's going, "Who will survive in America?"
Yeah, is
that's
that
him.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's lots of references to Gil Scott-Heron and Kanye West stuff,
that's
but
cool.
Also like he's like he died recently, Gil Scott-Heron.
Mm.
So you know that's fitting.
Oh.
Fitting.
Yeah.
Well done, us.
Great guy.
Fitting tribute.
Great guy.
Getting played on Audio Addict Radio Show. What a tribute.
Oh. Go on, X.
Yeah. Oh, shall I see if it's on there? It won't be, will it?
No, it won't be.
So, it's a Tuesday. I haven't seen any of you since last Saturday when we went to Takedown Festival.
Yeah, you're all still alive.
We're all still alive by counting things.
I was out for like a couple of days.
I spent a lot of money. I bought.
I did not check my bank account. I am.
Mate, it made
scared.
Me cry. It made me. I spent
scared.
A lot of money.
And wasn't it like the weekend after you spent a lot of money with your lab pack
yeah.
as well?
And then I went to London straight afterwards, and that
cost me even more.
How
are you doing
actually,
all this?
I was going to say I didn't spend all the money in my wallet, but then I went back home and ordered a pizza.
Should I take us through the day? Should I take you through our day?
Well, so I want to see how it differs to Leo's description.
We started off in Wetherspoons.
Yeah.
And we had a few cheeky Swifties in there.
Oh,
that is a Norfolk thing. Cheeky Swifty, I think.
I knew you was going to describe it like that.
Yeah.
When you said it.
Oh, bye.
Just
don't want to know. Leo don't want to hear the carnage. What did we do? So yeah, we drank a few on Wetherspoons. I had a burger and a beer.
Nice.
I think I got us some Jager bombs in, maybe.
No, you did. I didn't
have
one, but...
Yeah, me and Leo did.
You and Leo.
And then we went to...
Sean Sensible.
I had a coffee.
We got... we did.
And something to eat.
We got a taxi to the show.
Nice.
Went to the show. We watched some bands.
Who was the first one?
That Black Futures.
They were... Oh,
they were quite good.
They were like...
They used to be called Subsource.
As soon as he pulled out that double bass, I was not expecting that at all.
Really, it was doing like Prodigy stuff on it.
Yeah, Leo said it was like Prodigy, but with the double bass.
Yeah.
Sounds bizarre.
Which was... I enjoyed
it. Really, yeah, it was cool. It's cool to see.
And then after that band...
Useless.
Oh.
Oh, hi. Hey.
Hey.
They don't every week this year that we have five people in here. They should be prepared.
God. Sonar.
I'm going to write a letter.
That's right, Alec.
After Black Futures.
What was next?
Which one?
After Black Futures, we watched Heart and Hand, I think. Was it Heart and Hand?
Oh, yeah.
Must have been Heart and Hand.
Yeah.
My friend Charlie.
And they were
a singer.
They were pretty good, to be fair.
He's done the mustache.
Yeah.
And, he was alright.
Who was after that?
Idiom. Idiom were great.
They were a good band. It's just going through and saying they were all good.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Well, I didn't say a bad band.
No. Towards the end.
I remember the Facebook thing in the morning. So we watched that. We must have drunk a lot between these bands as well. I didn't eat there either.
No, I didn't eat.
I didn't eat all day. No,
yeah.
I had that thing before I left. But that was it.
I didn't eat all day. And then we must have watched some okay bands.
No, they were all good.
Yeah. Like, to Jamie Lenman. Ruben?
Sorry, what were you going to say?
That was the main one I can remember after...
Did you know there's a video on YouTube where
Baby Godzilla?
Of Jamie Lemon where you can see us.
Oh, really? I watched that. There's one of Baby Godzilla where you can see us.
Because it's like being on TV.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, well, you're famous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, Jamie Lemon, I broke my glasses. My second gig, second pair of glasses I lost.
You're still wearing glasses to gigs.
I know. I couldn't see anything. They're proper snapped as well. They're
so
Boss, annoying. 200 quid, over 200
Boss.
Quid.
So were they stamped on?
No, it was in my pocket, and I must have got bam. And I tried to push him back, and I just pushed it too hard.
Yeah.
So it was my fault, really. I was really drunk. Well. Jamie Lemon was good, though, wasn't he?
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
it was great.
It was awesome.
It was great.
Second best band after Baby Godzilla.
Yeah, because then we saw Baby Godzilla. We ran over to Baby Godzilla, and that was carnage. That was, yes. It was so good.
They broke all the microphones. Yeah. See him at the end.
Yeah.
trying to talk.
They're all everyone like. That's all the stories I've heard about Takedown have just been Baby Godzilla. Really.
What like other than us as well?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty good.
Ridiculous. I was at my drunk peak during Baby Godzilla.
Yeah, yeah.
Same. And my. Yeah, I watched the video back, and you could just see me just swaying about, just singing along. But really good. Then who did we watch? We watched
Black Spiders,
oh, yeah. And Glamour of the Kill. And I tried chatting.
I forgot that we got to sing Black Spiders.
Yeah, I know, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was so good.
When you left, I tried chatting up girls from Bring the Noise. Website, I think, or something like that.
Wait, When did we leave? When did we leave?
After Black Spiders, before Glamour of the Kill.
Oh, yeah.
And I was asking these girls whether they actually like Funeral for a Friend or not.
And what were they saying? No.
Yes. I was like, no, they're terrible.
What?
wait, we'll get to that in a bit. And I was just trying, I won't get anywhere. So I watched Glamour of Kill, and I quite enjoyed Glamour of Kill.
You said you were excited for them.
Yeah, I was excited for them. And
I think
they were quite
the day
good.
Kind of peaked at Baby Godzilla.
Yeah, it did.
And then I kind of wanted to go
I didn't play enough old stuff. And we saw them. And then Funeral for a Friend. And I only watched a few Funeral for a Friend songs because I just did not enjoy it. I didn't enjoy it.
It's weird how like no one really gave a crap about them when they were the headliner.
Yeah, no, boring well, me. Yeah. I got bus home. I walked on a bus and it took me home.
Well, yeah. Okay, look, Funeral for a Friend are the band, well, the UK band from that era.
They're not.
They are.
Maybe.
Like, you know, like when everyone else was listening to like MCR.
I wasn't.
And stuff like that.
I was listening to Iron Maiden.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, you were a metalhead, obviously. But like... Fuel for a Friend. Yeah, but Fuel for a Friend supported Iron Maiden.
I know. I didn't. No one liked them.
The thing is, they're the kind of band like Casually Dressed and Deep in Conversation. That is a classic album. Mm. It's just objective. Like it's a good album. It's not.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good album. It's a good piece of work.
While I'm here, because I'm going to have to leave soon. You say like everyone hated them supporting Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden fans are so arsey, they will hate anyone that supports Iron Maiden that doesn't
that
sound remotely
Iron.
Like Iron
Pendulum
Maiden.
Went alright, it's Sonosphere.
Yeah, it doesn't count, that's a festival.
Oh. Very true, Aidan.
Well said, sir.
But Fuel for a Friend, genuinely one of the best bands of that kind of time. Genuinely one of the best bands. But when I saw them at Takedown... I walked in. I was so drunk.
Yeah.
I said this on the last podcast. I was like, okay, this band sounds good. Oh, they're talking in a Welsh accent. Oh, it must be Kids in Glass Houses. I got a bit closer. Oh, it's a bit heavier. Oh, I've never heard Kids in Glass Houses play something this heavy before. And then they played a song I know. I was like, that is not Fuel for a Friend. That is not them. Like, it didn't look like them at all.
I don't know what. They're one of the only bands that don't know what they look like.
The singer was wearing like this hat, and he looked kind of like a kind of shriveled version of himself. Yeah, like it didn't look like them, and it didn't seem like them either at first. But when they played like the hits, it was great.
What are they? What's their biggest song?
Into Oblivion.
Their biggest song is
Into Oblivion.
It's not. No, it's not.
It is. You
Roses for the Dead.
Yeah, Roses for the Dead or Streetcar or.
I've heard of Streetcar. Yeah, so that must be big because I don't even.
But Sean went and watched Heaven's Basement. I want to hear all about this.
Oh my god, they were terrible.
I saw. They seemed like they had like this big ego when I saw them.
No, they seemed all right. It was just like someone playing the same classic rock riff over and over, and I thought it was never gonna end. Like, I heckled them. I felt really bad.
What did you say?
I yelled Baby Godzilla when it was.
The problem with the thing, Takedown did a good thing with that stage this year, because if you remember last year, no one went to it because it was just the worst bands from all the other stages.
Yeah.
But they made that stage a specific genre which wasn't getting displayed anywhere else.
Yeah.
And that's why it was packed all day.
They weren't meant
which
to
was
be,
a great move.
Apparently they weren't meant to be clashing with Funeral.
No, they weren't.
They said, we've accidentally just headlined our first festival.
Yeah, and yeah, it was pushed 40 minutes back. That's why we got to see Baby Black Spiders.
Sean, were you there like by yourself?
No, I was with my mate Ben, who was.
I just had this picture of like this really drunk guy by himself watching a band, and I'm Baby Godzilla. And, like, it's
as soon
not
as
them.
I said it, I was like, "Why did I do that?" Yeah. Sorry, Heaven's Basement.
Well,
you're not very good, but you don't deserve to be heckled.
Cool. Should we play?
Oh yeah, it's been a while. So who's this? Yeah. Wilhelm Scream. I put them in because there's a reviewer.
Sean went to
see them. Yeah, that
makes
sense.
Were incredible. Yeah.
And then Eagles. Then Eagles, who are they?
Oh, they're really good.
They're great, great band, top quality band.
How have I not heard of like
top
bands
quality.
Like
quality
Boat Builders?
Oh,
Talkie.
Hello,
Eagles.
Talkies.
They sounded quite old. They had that vocal sound.
Yeah, good album. They're kind of a post-punk band, I guess.
Yeah,
post-punk.
Yeah.
After the punk, there was Eagles.
Yeah, quite a while after.
So
the punk.
Yeah, how was that Wilhelm Scream gig, Sean?
Very, very, very good. Yeah,
very, very good.
I basically went for Narwhals because they're always about, and I've never seen them. And yeah, to be fair, Narwhals were a good band, and they packed it out. Like I don't think I've ever seen the Joiners that packed.
Wow.
Like yeah, it
That's
was just,
good.
I could describe it as Ramo Jamo.
Ramo Jamo.
That's an in-joke. I shouldn't say that on the radio. yeah. No, Narwhals were good, but then kind of like half the room left at a Wilhelm Scream. To the people that stayed, they just killed it. Just.
Yeah.
It was just pop punk, but they had like really like good guitar solos, like you know, like weird like virtuoso bass playing and stuff. It was the stage dive, you know, it's like a hardcore show, but without the silly arms.
Without the silly arms.
It was really good. It was really cool.
That's a short and unreasonable review.
Yeah.
A hardcore show without the arms.
Ellis, you went to Earl Sweatshirt.
Earl Sweatshirt.
Tell me all about that. I didn't even realise he was playing in London this weekend.
He's so cool. I mean, it sold out ages ago. Brixton.
That's mental.
That's good.
He's a big deal.
Didn't realise he was that big.
Yeah. I need to find out who that support was because they were really good. But he just came out. I love how all them. Well, actually, I think Tyler's like quite fashion conscious, really, isn't he? He wears all.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a very particular look. But I think he just came out in like, obviously, he had like his hat or whatever. Just these baggy jeans, like these knackered looking trainers, like a hoodie. He was just there, like yo. And then he just went for it, and everyone literally after about the first song. There was just like the biggest mosh happening, and like I find it weird that like it is rap genre, and but all of the Odd Future and Tyler and Earl Wolf or whoever, like any combination, really really moshy lively crowds.
Is it because they're so young? I assume they're a young crowd for.
It was young. I felt old.
It's like usually young white middle class kids.
There was a lot of like hipster guys that thought they were cool because they had heard of him stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think one of the problems was on Doris, there's so many features on all the songs, aren't there?
Yeah.
And, he's not very prolific, is he?
I preferred Earl Sweatshirt's Doris to Danny Brown's Old.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just chipping in. But yeah, because he didn't, no one was there with him. Obviously, he had his like hype man or whatever, but he didn't. He only did a couple of raps that weren't his, so a lot of the tracks he would play for about 30, 40 seconds, and then they would stop, and it was really stop-starty. But it was cool, like, overall, it was good.
It sounds, like, endearingly unprofessional.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's kind of unprofessional, but you go, like, yeah, that's so wild.
Do Odd Future have proper DJs now, or do they just play backing tracks? Because they used to just, like, play backing tracks and didn't even take the vocals off it.
Yeah. I think it was kind of a proper DJ, but there was this massive inflatable head on the stage.
That's pretty cool.
I think it was meant to be Earl's face. And there was, man, I feel so dumb. The Great Britain flag, what do you call that?
The Union Jack.
Oh, how did I forget that?
Just that
was like taped up against the table and stuff. And
because
it
they're,
off,
in bed,
because they're in Britain.
Yeah. Yeah. And he walked over and was like, I can't have your flag all on the floor.
That's so well.
It sounds awesome. Well.
And he's got some tunes.
Yeah, he does.
One after the other, like it would start the song and everyone would be like, wow. Good. It's really good.
Cool.
Really good.
Anyone else got gigs this week? Any plans this week?
Not really.
I'm just gonna write my dissertation.
We're all doing our dissertations.
We're playing at Avondale's.
Oh yeah, what night?
Thursday.
I should probably go.
Yeah, I should see you guys.
Yeah.
It's
you play at a festival, aren't you?
Yeah. Spring
Spring Break, man.
And it's headlined by
Young Kato.
Bastille.
No, our favourite friend. Our friend, Young Kato. Young lovely Kato.
Bastille.
Lads. Lads.
What's
lads,
it called?
Lads.
Spring Rock.
Spring. Something like that.
Spring sale. Next.
Make sure you go up to the mic and say, hey, spring.
Hello.
Rock, Gospel. Break, something, whatever it's called. Who's looking forward to Bastille?
Sorry, I'm in. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Young Kato sound like.
sound like Bastille.
Do they actually?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is
although,
the one, is it the one we played that time?
Yeah.
That is actually Bastille.
Yeah.
Oh.
Put them on. Shove them on, yeah.
Probably won't.
I'm going to see my favourite ska / hip hop band,
Frank Turner.
Imperial Leisure. They're really, really good. They're like one of my favourite. They're probably my top five favourite live bands.
Where is that?
Joiners. I feel a bit bad though because it's Coley's gig that night.
Oh, ooh. Right. Well, you can always go on after and have some drinks.
Nah, I'm going to miff.
You're going to skank.
I'm going to skank my heart out, mate.
That'd be cool.
Skank your balls off.
Yep.
Bit inappropriate. It's daytime.
Balls like that could be footballs. Yeah. Golf balls. Tennis balls. That's what I meant. It's obviously.
You should come. You should all come. See Imperial Leisure.
I just have no money. I don't know how you're doing this.
Oh, guest list.
He's rich.
I did get given some money. Yeah, I did run out of money.
Did you?
So I had to get some more.
Take down.
London was fun.
So we're approaching some of Louis' choices, but I've split them up.
Oh, thanks. Cheers.
So this is Flogging Molly. Then Haim, who I'm still trying to like.
I haven't understood whether I like him or not.
Who was it? You that said Michael Jackson once?
Yeah, and Michael Jackson influences.
No way, but now, yeah.
Yeah,
I get it.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I want to like him because they're at Ibiza when I'm there, and I want to have a good time when I watch them instead of being bored. So.
What?
Mr. Friggin' Rizzle Kicks.
Just do a moonwalk.
I can moonwalk. Yeah.
Can you moonwalk?
Yeah, I can moonwalk.
Go on, then, even though no one can see
moonwalk,
it. Do
moonwalk
it.
On the radio.
Describe it.
No, do I have
get
to?
Get up and do a moonwalk.
I can
do
levitate.
A moonwalk. Do
I can levitate.
What?
I can levitate.
Well, you can't do that, obviously.
Yeah,
so.
I can.
Go on, then.
So were you lying about the moonwalking and the...
No, I was lying about the moonwalk, but I can actually levitate.
Go on, then.
Well, no, sit down.
I can levitate.
Go on, then.
Fine.
Do it.
I'll levitate. You've all got to sit in, like, the same place.
I know exactly what you're going to do. You're going to turn to the side from us and lift up the foot
Ellis
closest to us.
Ellis can sit first. No, don't look over there. Ellis, look.
Why are we doing this on the radio? We're on the air. Play a song.
Guys.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Doing a radio show.
That old thing we're doing. Louis on editor mode. What are you checking out?
Looking at things.
Looking at things.
Doing things.
That's good on the radio. For those that, I played the song, but we just established that Louis can't levitate.
Yeah, he
can. I can. I definitely can.
No.
You just didn't look hard enough.
Okay.
Didn't look hard enough.
Didn't look hard enough.
Go on, try looking really hard, Ellis. I'll talk.
Nah, it takes too much out of me to do it.
Ellis
takes too much out of me to do it.
He's kind of got a weird kind of like look on his face at the moment.
He's not doing it.
I'm not doing it. It takes too much out of me. I will lose all my power.
Sound like a terrible, terrible magician. What's everyone's like summer things?
Summer.
You know,
summer
anyone doing things. A holiday? Anyone?
Summer. I'm gonna get a job, mate.
Not gonna be summer. Yeah. For me.
Me and Leo got a little interview tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah,
for a little internship.
Is that down here?
London.
Are you competing?
Go London.
We're competing.
We're competing.
It's like a reality
There's
show.
Only one place.
Yeah.
Should we do auditions here? Should we practice?
Louis's got to learn not to be. He's got to learn to big himself up without being, you know, a dick.
Yeah, you do need to do that. Is it a PR company?
Yeah.
So imagine me and Sean.
You can be in PR, can't you?
I think they like me.
You got to be nice, don't you?
Imagine me and Sean on this side of the table.
Yeah.
And I ask you something like.
What's it called? Dragon's Apprentice?
I don't want to do this because I'll end up like revealing my answers and then
it's
he'll.
Fine, I'm not going to nick him. I've got my own answers.
No.
He's got a beard. It's his gimmick.
Yeah.
Is that a gimmick?
You've both got beards.
Do I have to wear a massive hat then or something? Or put some makeup on?
Wear like a cowboy hat, I reckon.
Yeah, they'll like that.
That'll go down well in PR.
So, what's the company called?
Big Mouth.
So,
well, it's suited to Louis then, isn't it?
Well, that's true. Louis, what do you feel like you could bring to our company?
What?
What was that?
Wait, so say that again. I hadn't thought about this. I don't know what.
Yeah, don't do this. Now.
What could I do? Company. Charisma, charm, intelligence.
Are these
the type of answers they look for? I don't know.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Keep doing that, and you'll get the job.
I want 10 adjectives.
Oh, I'm good at adjectives.
Go. As to why you should work in my company, Big Mouth Promotions.
I'm fabulous. I'm intelligent.
You started with fabulous. Employ me, I'm fabulous.
Fabulous. Fantastic.
You got seven more and you're already on fantastic.
They're all synonyms for good.
Right on intelligent.
Yeah, no, that's just fabulous. Yeah. Okay. So you've only got three, basically, and one of them's fabulous.
I'm witty. I'm witty. I'm good with adjectives.
That's not an adjective.
Well, the adjective there was good, and I think we've done that.
I'm charming. I'm a charmer. I'm talkative.
Okay.
You're drunk.
I'm sociable.
Sociable, yeah.
If you've just tuned in, Louis is saying adjectives.
I've
run out of adjectives. I'm good at adjectives.
You've got four more, apparently.
I'm confident, quirky.
Why is that a good
thing? Yeah, that's not good.
That's good. Quirky guy.
Confident, quirky, and fabulous.
What kind of job is this?
I'm outgoing.
Okay.
Have I done it yet?
I think got one more at least, maybe two.
Well, I'm
just so you know, I'm not doing this as well.
Yeah, strong. I'm strong.
You're strong.
I'm strong.
And that's good for
that
working
will,
in
that
PR.
That will help in PR.
Heavy lifting.
What do you lift in PR?
CDs.
Spirits.
Spirits.
You've got the job because you're fabulous.
I think that's it. I'm done, mate.
It's going to go great.
My interview is going to be so much fun tomorrow.
But like, don't worry, I'm fabulous. Got some adjectives. I'm fabulous, quirky, and confident. So give me a job. Is it pay?
I hope so.
Who knows?
I don't think so.
Mm. Right, so anything's good.
It's
in
London, though. It'll be like £400 to get there.
Who do they represent?
Sue Springsteen.
They don't. Punch. They don't fully represent him.
Who's the biggest?
The
Kings of Leon, probably the biggest people they work with.
What, like they properly?
Yeah,
fully.
It's not fully though.
Well,
it's only
it'll be like regional, well, national.
They don't do online.
I know they
PR
do.
For them.
I know they do the Fat White Family. And
yeah,
the Fat White Family have been getting everywhere. So
they must be quite good, and they're doing Mariachi El Bronx.
Oh yeah, yeah,
it's quite cool.
Just the Mariachi.
Well, they sound cool.
So it would be a good experience.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
I think that we should film it so you get it. Izzy's doing it.
Is she?
Izzy's doing it as well.
So she's good with adjectives.
She is good with adjectives.
Yeah, she is good with adjectives.
She's got a nice smile.
Yeah, although she's quite funny and talkative. Yeah.
If I wrote down all the synonyms for good from a thesaurus on my hand, I'm done. I'll get it.
That's cheating, though.
Yeah, it's not cheating, though, is it really?
My interview is just
going to
be like
fantastic. Fabulous. I'm fantastic. I'm fabulous.
Have you two had many,
I'm brilliant.
Like, have you had many job interviews?
Only for tacky reality shows. They're the only interviews I've ever had.
Job.
Yeah, so I've never had a job interview.
You've never had a job?
Yeah.
What?
Working for my dad.
So your dad sends you money?
Yeah.
Is that a job?
No. Before.
Oh, you actually like worked.
Yeah, I actually worked.
But you didn't have to do an interview for that. Imagine that.
So the only time I've ever. Yeah, hi Dad.
Hi Dad.
Fabulous.
I'm fabulous.
Get out, son.
My only interviews have ever been for Big Brother. First date.
Did you work for? You did promotion for someone?
Oh, junk. Oh no, I just got. Oh no, I guess I had a phone interview with that.
I hate phone interviews.
But that was alright.
You don't get to talk to someone. No. It's annoying.
They basically gave me the job straight away.
Well, yeah, have you had like jobs and interviews?
Yeah,
and
a couple, like two.
Calves.
Calves, not calves. I had a music teacher interview, which went really well. Got the job.
Who did you teach?
Just kids
on guitar.
Yeah, my most frustrating job I've ever had.
Did you have to get it checked?
It's like, oh yeah, it was CRB.
That's
it. Yeah, they basically said like when I was teaching, they'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to teach you a D chord now. I want to learn Poker Face. you got to learn a D chord first to be able to learn Poker Face. No, I want to... No, Poker Face first. Like, you can't do that unless you've learned a D chord.
I was thinking of getting into teaching.
I taught this kid about 3 times. I don't know why I didn't last longer. Either I was terrible. I think I came back to uni, to be fair. He was quite good, though. I tried to teach him chords and stuff, but he had had a couple of lessons before, so he wasn't completely useless.
Yeah, these were people that... These were kids that just don't know.
Yeah. No, that'd be annoying.
I reckon I'd be a good teacher.
Sorry, I mean, they were lovely kids, but just, you know.
They wanted to learn Poker Face.
Yeah, your Poker Face. Of all songs, as well.
Yeah.
I'd play Poker Face.
Guitar in it.
No. we had to teach them Night Train, and you know the riff for Night Train. I still get nightmares.
Did you get fired?
No, I didn't get fired.
Night Train nightmares.
Thinking about it though, if you just taught them like the melody to Poker Face, it's like one note.
Do 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 do.
Isn't it like da 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 da?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Da 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 da.
Teach them a D.
It's something like that.
Teaching the one note and then just go da 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 da. They would have loved it.
Not good.
So this is Bombay Bicycle Club because I chose it and I like them. And then it's Frank Turner.
Woo!
Hey,
yes, finally.
Hey,
He's just like so emotionally relevant.
I'm engrossed. I enjoyed that. Louis, you've convinced me.
Thanks. Good. Are you gonna sing him a song for?
No.
This thing popped up and it's called Fat Bassline, and I think it's something that you like talk under. I just want to hear it sound.
Yeah, let's try that.
Hello, you join me live from inside the radio helicopter where we've got reports of a fat bassline on the loose. This is an urgent warning to all those in the area.
No,
fat bassline is on the loose.
Here we go.
And now it should play, so we need to... You're meant to play that before a song with a fat bassline.
Remember that.
We're learning on the
job.
We're
going to play Narwhals, and that's not...
We should play a song that doesn't have a fat bass line.
it's
funny, isn't it?
Just acoustic and a guy. No, so what's got a fat bass line? Anything with Chili Peppers, really.
That's a different story.
You know.
Hey, I made it funny.
The kids, you know, they listen to the fat bass lines, don't they?
The kids. Wish I was a kid.
I don't want to be 20. Well, wait, are you 21 yet?
No.
20?
20, yeah.
When are you 21?
End of July.
Oh, I'm older than you.
No, I'm older than you as well.
You're quite young.
Who's 21? Yeah,
I'm 21.
I am.
You're 9 years away from 30. How depressing does that make you feel?
It's fine. It's just time
nine
passes.
9 years away from 30.
Time passes, mate. And
that's
then,
a
and
long...
Then, and then you die.
That's not a lot of time.
That's an interview thing.
Something I thought.
You two have very different approaches.
I'm out at 30. I want to be out. I'm done for 30. Because all the really old people in my family live up to like 100.
Really?
So I'm here for a while. Yeah.
Blimey.
They all live up to
like once
well old.
Once
so
we've lived our life over again at this point, we'll be 40. But once you've lived your life over again when you're 40, be 80.
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
Is it? I don't know. But I'm just thinking when I'm 40, I'll be scared. But I'm not, so I'm fine.
Time
passes. I'm screwed. I'm here for a long time.
It's as simple as that.
While.
I don't know what I'm doing next month, let alone 2 years.
The whole, like, getting a profession and, like,
I don't like... Yeah,
stuff.
The idea of working till I'm 60, I don't like.
Everyone's
at least
got
60.
The dread, as they say.
It'll be older than 60 as well.
Yeah, it'll be about 70, right now.
Good lord.
Unless I get a really good job. Unless I win the lottery.
Yeah. I need to start doing the lottery.
It's a devil's game.
Or just gambling in general. I was putting the old footy accumulator down.
Wait, my brother won a well good one. He did a £1 bet and got 90 quid back.
That's well good.
He bet on everyone. Every Premier League game he got right, and Atletico game he got right.
That's the kind of thing. I only ever put like a quid or two on and do like 4 or 5 games, but never bloody works.
Online bingo is quite good.
How much you spent on that?
Well, that's the thing.
You find out Louis secretly a bingo.
You can win like 200 quid off of like a 40 pence bet.
That's how he's got all the money.
Oh, right. That's how you're doing all
that's
this.
That's how I do it online bingo. Because old people don't know how to use it, so they just... Like,
so they go on and they're like, oh, no, I lost again. For some reason, they're all American,
Yeah, no, when I was in bookies the other day, there was a guy, just like rolls and rolls of money, like just in his
body,
just on the roulette machines and stuff like that.
Drug dealer. I do the roulettes.
Probably. Yeah, drug
dealer. Should we go to the casino? Should we have a casino night?
Yeah,
I've never done casino,
We'll wear a suit.
Do I need a suit?
Theo's terrifying down here, man.
they're not that bad.
I saw someone get throttled in there, and the barman just didn't like bat an eyelid.
Which one's that? Cause there's a couple, isn't there?
The one that was like kind of near Lucia Fulford.
Oh, that was
I've been to that one.
Yeah, Genting.
Scum.
Yeah, I've been to that.
The Genting.
Yeah.
No, I'm like a member there.
That is a bit of a weird one.
Yeah, I've got a member card for that.
The other one's better.
You know what that's really good for? Not that any of you three are football fans, but that's somewhere that shows the football for free and isn't packed out every time.
That's a good one.
Whenever you go to any pub to try and watch football, you can't sit down.
And you also always get loads of free stuff at casinos. So give you
can you always see the screen?
There's loads of screens everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Very handy indeed.
That is handy.
In the Alexandra, where we had a gig last week, they play football. Yeah, you're there. Well, they put the show football there, and they show really random games like Southampton games that you can't see anywhere else and stuff.
Alexandra. Oh, I shouldn't say that, really.
No, why don't you like it?
Well, WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, I saw there was
somebody works there don't like me either.
Yeah, they're doing it again this year, I think.
You know what I mean? I don't know, maybe.
What?
Don't worry. Yeah, they're doing it at WrestleMania again there, but I'm not going to go. I'm going to watch it from the comfort of my own bed, I think.
Is that next week? Is that a big deal?
Yes, the biggest of deals.
Is it the biggest of deals? The
biggest of deals, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Biggest thing in my
Undertaker
life.
Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar.
That's going to be good.
It's next Sunday, isn't it? I'm more excited about new Total Divas. You watch the new episode. It's really good.
It made me feel like my brain was rotting.
It's a reality show about...
It's just a load of people girls. On phones. That's the whole show.
It's good.
A load of people... Oh my God, I'm going to call John Cena. Then they call John Cena. It's just a load of people on phones. And then Summer Rae gets her phone out.
It's a running race.
And then they wrestle, and then they get phones out again. It's just...
Speaking of phones, you know the whole, like, people standing at gigs like this?
Oh, yeah.
Debate. Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah.
The two people in front of us for the majority of the worst case of that I think I've ever seen.
I had a really bad download with Tenacious D. He was to have a Nokia, like one of yours, one of the really early ones, just video, and he just did the entire set. Yeah. I was like, mate, just enjoy yourself.
Exactly. The guys in front were Snapchat. That was it.
Snapchat occasionally.
Yeah, you can do maybe two throughout the gig. But literally, they would do it like a video Snapchat, right?
Yeah.
Then I'd watch them tick all their contacts, send it, and then they'd literally as soon as it's sent, they would do another one and send it all again. It was like, oh wow.
Enjoy yourself.
Although I do get annoyed when someone hasn't taken a video of the latest Paramore show.
Go away.
You just want to see what Hayley looks like.
Yeah.
Go away.
No, actually, I want to see what the set list is. And,
no, that's fair.
Don't even go. Fall Out Boy played Wembley.
They did, didn't
Apparently, it was really good. They looked really good.
I heard it was
recently.
Good.
Yeah, the other day. Yeah, well, that's why prerequisite was over there.
I've seen them a few times.
I've never seen them.
They were like, your 13-year-old.
Yeah.
I would really like to see them.
Busted.
Let's go to download.
Busted.
I was early in that one. Yeah, I saw Busted.
I'd go see McBusted.
If someone would give
should we get some, see that's the problem. I kind of want to get guests for it, but I'd feel really bad keeping it to myself.
we could go anyway. Oh no, it would be people our age because it's a nostalgia
it's quite nostalgic.
Be bizarre. Everyone would be drunk, I reckon.
Yeah,
because it would be that age group.
We should go.
It'd be so weird.
Let's go.
Probably really get guest list.
That's what I'm thinking about. I'd feel so bad if I kept it to myself.
Should we all go to McBusted?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
All right, it's set.
They're playing Bournemouth. Busted. It's not like someone.
Yeah, because everyone's wanting the ticket.
Would they?
Exactly. That's why we've taken it.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll just go. Let's go.
Bournemouth.
Would you go? Yeah, let's go to Bournemouth. BIC. It's called the BIC. You'll call it BIC.
The BIC.
Who'd be up for going to see McBusted with me?
If it was a case of going to spend any money, yeah.
Cool. We're doing it. Road trip.
Probably would be fun. Who is it? All members of McFly and two members of Busted?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen McFly live twice. They're really good.
But that's also 2/3 of Busted, so... Pretty much most of my show, most of Busted.
And it's not Charlie Simpson, is that it?
No,
yeah, Charlie Simpson's not.
He was the main Busted guy.
No, he wasn't. Nah.
He did have the eyebrows.
I'd say they all had equal.
Matt Willis was the main guy.
He was in the middle in all the videos and stuff.
He was Willis. I don't know if they actually wrote any of it, but if they did, it would have been him.
No, I don't think they did write stuff. Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think Charlie Simpson just did it for money, didn't he?
Probably.
Didn't they all?
I'd be Busted.
Yeah, if I was their age and we could go back in time and someone offered me a place in Busted as a musician, I'd be like, yes.
Of course.
They got loads. Well, do you reckon they do have loads of money?
They got loads. Especially after this thing.
Would you be able to do the jumping up and down thing?
Nah.
Busted jump.
Nah.
I have to be really happy and stuff.
I could do that.
Skill.
It's a skill.
It is a skill. I can do that then.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah.
You could be
go
Busted.
Form and the new Busted.
Go Power Rangers.
Blusted.
Blusted.
Is that on that?
Dusted.
This is Melody has big plans.
You know who wrote the Power Ranger theme tune? It was Buckethead.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, that's brilliant.
It was Buckethead.
Fact of the day.
Wow.
That is a fun fact.
Wow.
Yeah.
There we go.
This is a Narwhal song called Melody Has Big Plans.
I think it's good. Yeah, it is good. Yeah.
What's the message?
Yeah.
That Melody has got plans. Big.
Big, big plans.
And that was Louis' favourite band, The Beatles.
Shut up.
But he's being grumpy because we played a song he doesn't like.
You're playing two Beatles songs in a row. What's the point?
We haven't yet. Oh,
what's the point?
No, we haven't yet. What are you talking
about?
No, we're not.
I've been grumpy,
don't
Louis.
Like any of you.
Next up is Maxwell Silverhammer by The Beatles. Which is
I'm so glad you played some Beatles.
You wouldn't call it a classic, would you?
No, no, it's one of the worst ever Beatles songs.
When I was little, I really loved it. I learned every word to it, and I played it on repeat. And my dad used to think I was a weirdo because said I wasn't like I was a weird Beatles fan.
But aren't they just a great band?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Imagine one of the best ever. Imagine like Frank Turner.
Come on.
What I'm saying. I don't even know where I'm going. But imagine if he was in the Beatles.
He'd be perfect. A great band.
No one would like him.
Shut up.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
No. Yeah. You're all wrong. They'd be even bigger from what they were.
So this is the best Beatles song ever. John was quizzical,
studied better physical. People talk about it too much.
Oh. And Louis being grumpy some more.
Ironically, you've probably just started a conversation about it as well.
Have I?
Shall we?
Yes,
I don't know.
I'll be back.
Go on then. Come talk into
come
the
on.
Mic.
Sorry.
Come on, Mr. I don't like the Beatles. I like Seether instead.
Great band. Better from the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Introduce our topic.
My makeup selfies.
What kind of introduction was that?
No makeup selfies.
You need to explain the topic.
I don't like them.
Okay, just state factually what they are and what. Don't say why yet.
Okay.
Just say what they are and what you don't
ladies,
like.
Ladies, mostly ladies, are taking pictures of themselves and putting it on social media of themselves without any makeup on and hopefully donating money to cancer research or of charities.
Yeah.
I heard on the radio this morning.
Oh, yeah, it was something funny this morning, but people would do it to the wrong people.
Yeah,
and people were sending it, instead of putting beat, a bit bare, and go to the World Wildlife Fund.
Yeah.
Well, that was hilarious.
Some people stupid,
to adopt
though.
A bear instead of.
Yeah, that's borderline idiocy. But,
it's not borderline.
Yeah, idiocy,
But it's good cause, is it not, Louis? Why are you being a grumpus?
I just don't like these things. I'm just really
it's
bored. I'm not even bored of it. It's not that I don't like them.
Sorry,
I just
not a good show.
I say just not entertaining. At least the necking thing was
fun.
Yeah,
but wasn't raising money for charity.
It was
actually trying.
It was raising awareness for dangerous drinking
by drinking dangerously.
Yes,
Louis.
I'm glad it did it because people weren't aware before that drinking dangerously was dangerous.
It did raise awareness.
Right, so
I'm not trying to compare them. I enjoyed watching those nominations more than I enjoy watching these nominations.
Aside from. Well, yeah, but it's because
hard to disagree with that, right?
Yeah, no, not hard to disagree.
It is. Those were purely for entertainment. This is like raising money for charity.
Yeah, but I can raise money for charity without putting it all over Facebook.
Go on, then.
Yeah, but people need motivation, don't they? They like a pat on the back.
They, but what, for being a good person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
I'm a good person. I don't get a pat on the back.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. I'm a great person. I'm a lovely guy. I never get a pat on the back for it. Why should all these girls?
Lovely. That should be one of your
Ellis,
10 adjectives.
Give them a pat on the back.
Please.
What have you done?
Nice things.
What? Name one.
Complained about cancer research. Yes.
No, I'm not. No. I've been here doing radio for
it's
you.
Not nice.
That's a nice thing. I went to London with my brother.
That's nice of you, spending time.
Yeah, spending time with family. I spent time with my family this weekend. It's a nice thing to do.
Alright. Grace them with your presence.
Pat on the back, please. Proper pat.
Nah,
pat. That was a tap.
Proper pat.
That was a tap.
You went
pat.
And saw your brother. It doesn't make you a good person.
Kind of does, compared to the bad things I ate.
Oh. Well.
I just don't like them. I'm just
good.
Had enough of it. Right, great. You gave some money to
charity. They are annoying.
Charity.
A bit, yeah.
Well done.
Are they?
I'm not saying it's bad. Wait,
does it really matter? Just
aren't you sick of it? Like all over your Facebook?
Really. Well, at the end of the day, there's a scroll bar.
Yeah, but there's gonna be more when you scroll.
You just scroll down.
Scroll some more.
Still be more.
Or just.
That wasn't really relevant. I just wanted to see what you did.
Play it again.
Oh, yeah, like that's harder than you'd think to play it again.
Really? Yeah, it is actually.
Write it down. Do that and then.
Yeah. I like that.
That's nice. Yeah.
Let's play again.
Soft, nice tone. Wasn't
it? Let's play
it one more time. Is this making you annoyed, Louis?
No.
You love it.
I think you'll agree with me, but you just don't want to air your agreements
really
in public.
Don't. That was me. That sounded like I was lying, didn't it?
I really don't. It's a bit annoying, but...
Do you understand my point, though?
Yeah, I understand your point. It's just...
Well, it annoys you.
I think the end justifies the annoying means.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's great for space money for charity.
Plus, like, isn't it better that girls feel, like, confident with posting pictures of themselves without makeup on? Awareness...
I'm not a girl.
Awareness, is that
not
better?
Have you seen how much money it's raised?
Yeah, a lot.
Like, it is a lot. Like, right. 2 million or something crazy.
That's a lot of bears being adopted.
Okay, next up. I think two more of my choices, because I had to fill it up a bit once we were talking last. And two really good songs. I hope you enjoy them. Talking about how many pillows we all sleep with, which is a good topic.
That's not enough pillows.
Not enough pillows?
What, one pillow? Yeah, yeah. I've probably got neck problems.
I sleep with one,
You should get more.
I've tried with two. I can't do it.
Me neither.
It's better for you. Did you have like a neglected childhood or something?
Yeah, probably, yeah. No, I didn't. I really didn't.
No, yeah, one pillow.
I know my beds because, you know, it runs in the family. Mattress man.
Oh, right.
You need a good two pillows.
Two crooks.
I had a memory foam.
What if you fold one pillow to kind of make it feel like two? Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows?
You need two, mate. Otherwise, you'll have such problems in late life.
We got on the topic,
and that's probably why you struggle to sleep early.
Yeah, probably.
We got on the topic because Leo is now an internet sensation. I think it's fair to say.
Well, internet sensation.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah, no, I am an internet sensation.
You're right. It's for a website called What Culture. And how many hits has your wrestling piece had?
What?
How many views the wrestling one had?
120,000, but it's counting.
Do you know what we haven't mentioned?
Yeah.
The magazine's out.
The magazine's out. Yeah. The magazine's out.
The magazine's out.
Yumi and Six are great.
They are. What a great band.
Love them.
What an awesome band.
In the last episode,
I went so to town.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
And we were talking about who we think are the worst bands in the world, and I went to town on Yumi and Six.
Who are the worst band in the world?
Pretty much. I'll
guess
who he
is. Guess who I said.
Bastille.
Yeah.
They're not the worst band in the world.
I said that the worst bands are the ones... Basically, the really bad bands and the really good bands are both kind of the same. Well, are both good.
One Direction.
But it's in the middle. It's when someone literally doesn't have any effect on me whatsoever.
Nothing to say about them.
Nirvana.
Oh, no, Rat Attack are probably the worst.
Yeah, and that was completely middle.
Funeral for a Friend.
No, it was just terrible. It was minus.
Kids in Glass Houses.
I'll give it a minus thing.
Yeah, I went to town for about 5 minutes about Yumi and Six, and then Leo just went.
There are cover stars alongside people like when I interviewed Itch.
That's a really good. That is actually. He's got a good thing to say about punk, doesn't he?
Great interview.
And Mo. Who interviewed
her?
That was a rubbish interview. Yeah.
That was an excellent interview.
I'll have you know.
Bipolar Sunshine.
Dan Lesac versus Scroobius Pip is genuinely one of the funniest features I've ever read.
Awesome.
Best thing we've done.
They're just cool guys.
I'm not just saying that because, you know, so
we did. We worked hard. We worked hard.
I don't think they say uninteresting things.
Nah.
Do you reckon they ever chat about the weather?
Or
anything rubbish like that?
And make it funny, though.
Skip past that.
If they did, it would be hilarious, yeah.
It's out.
Oh. Yeah.
We should get it at the university or at the moment Avondale House, I think. I think there might be some in Oxfam.
We gave some in Avondale's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I think there might be some in Oxfam. Ben Hendel might. I don't know if you...
That'd be cool.
Where else did he do? He did Lucia Foster.
Yeah,
if you live in Lucia Foster.
Near Lucia Foster.
Yeah, because that's my mate did them all.
Royal Oak.
But Royal Oak, they're in the Royal Oak.
I used to go there a lot in the first year.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, just that was a good pub, wasn't it?
It was all right.
That was a good pub.
I didn't go there enough, actually.
Southampton student prices, not that cheap.
I'm fancier. I've drank every day for a while.
When you wrote Didn't you tweet like?
Yeah, best yeah. Way to start, is it, I didn't know whether it was okay to like get a JD and Coke like at 12.
It's not
in a pub, isn't it?
No,
but I did not it.
12.
Yeah, it was about 12 o'clock, and I got a JD and Coke.
Okay, if you're having like,
I was by myself.
If you're getting like lunch or something, or you literally
no,
just
it was just a drink while I'm waiting for my train.
No, I guess it's not disgraceful.
It wasn't that bad. No, when I was walking down, I saw a load of guys like on a stag or something having a pint. So I was like, at least I'm not the worst guy in this pub.
Just the second worst.
I'm the second worst. Guy. Right. So I jelly and coke. But I keep doing it. I keep drinking midday.
You're gonna become an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
It's because I'm getting depressed about life.
Oh,
I might go see a counsellor.
This is getting dark.
We're gonna end it on a really dark note now.
Yeah.
Put Joy Division on.
Actually, I'm going to move that up because I want to hear it when we leave.
Let's dance to Joy Division.
Really, what is it?
Editors. Should I move that? Editors Munich.
Yeah, that'll be miserable.
Yeah. Really kind of gloomy sounding voice. But yeah, that's probably the end of that.
That's that.
That was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed today. Been a while for me.
Yeah.
The gang's all back together.
The gang.
Quite nearly. And we'll be back next week. Will be the last show before Easter, won't it?
Yeah. So we'll have to talk about shoving some chocolate.
Talk about our interviews.
Do that.
Do that.
And then after, we can talk about your interviews. I'm really interested to see how they go.
I don't know. I'm a bit nervous for you. I'm a bit nervous now.
I'm not nervous, Leo.
You've made me nervous.
Sorry. Well,
thanks.
You've got in my head.
I would rather be nervous.
You've got in my head.
Would you rather be nervous?
I like carrying some nerves in situations like that.
I'm good at interviews.
Yeah. Gets you awake.
I'm not even slightly nervous, like, at all.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not nervous.
All right, Mr. Cool Guy.
Look at him over there.
Anyway, yeah, we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.